This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're learning Maseches Ksubais, Daf, Nun Beis, Amar Aleph. We begin on the bottom line, on Nun Aleph, Amar Beis. Amar Abaye. This is going on the statement of the Mishnah, that if a person's obligated to redeem his wife if his wife were to get captured. If he says, you know what, here's a get and your ksuba, redeem yourself, he's not allowed to. Now the stipulation that should be written is, if you get captured, I'll redeem you and bring you back to me as a wife. And by a koheness, I'm not going to be able to take you back, because a kohen cannot marry or live with a woman who is captured. But I'll bring you back to Medin Sach. I'll bring you back to our country. The question is, it seems like to redeem a wife, you have to be able to take her back, at least by an Eishes Yisrael. What if she's usher to you? What if somebody married a woman who they weren't allowed to marry in the first place? Okay, so they weren't allowed to marry her. The marriage was effective, but now that they're redeeming her, they can fulfill the tenai that I will redeem you and bring you back to me as a wife, because he's not allowed to take her as a wife. By a kohen, he doesn't make that stipulation. By the kohen, the stipulation is, I'll bring you back to the country. So even if he wasn't allowed to marry her in the first place, he would have to redeem her, because he never stipulated that he's going to take her back. But by Eishes Yisrael, he stipulated he's going to take her back. So what would the halacha be if he's not allowed to take her back? Amar Abaye, almana l'kohen gadol chayv l'ftoisa. A widow to a kohen gadol. The kohen gadol wasn't allowed to marry her in the first place, but he has to redeem her. You know why? Because he doesn't have to redeem her and take her back as a wife. He only has to redeem her and bring her back to the country. Sha'ani kareba v'kohenes ahadrinach l'medinasach. I can say about her that by a kohenes, I will bring you back to your Medina. So therefore, the fact that he's not allowed to live with her now is irrespective, because he never committed to take her back in the first place. Because any kohen whose wife is captured, he can't take her back. Mamzeras u'nasina li'Yisrael, but a woman who's a mamzeras, or a woman who's a nasina, from one of the umays that you're not allowed to live with, you don't have to redeem her. Einoi chayev l'ftoisa, you're not obligated to redeem her. Why? She'ein ani kayreba, because I don't call upon her, ve'oizvinach lila into, and I will take you back to me as a wife. You hear? Because in order to redeem her, the stipulation is I'm going to redeem you and take you as a wife. But you can't take her as a wife, because she is usher to you. She's a mamzeras or nasina.
But so, would the marriage work in the first place with a mamzer?
Good question. The answer is, he wasn't allowed to marry her, but the marriage was chal. Because for Yisrael to live with a mamzeres, it's only chai ve'lavin. So he wasn't allowed to marry her. The Mesadr Kedushin really shouldn't have done it, but if he did it, it's effective. So, but the stipulation that he makes in the Ksuba is, I have to redeem you and take and bring you back to me. But if I can't bring you back to me, then maybe I don't have to redeem you. By Almana L'Kohen Gadol, he never stipulated, I'm going to take you back. He only stipulated, I'm going to bring you back to the country. So he could bring her back. He should bring her back to the country, even though he can't live with her. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Kol She'iser Shivya Goyrem La Chayev Leftoisa. If the only reason why I can't live with you is because you're captured, so I have to redeem you. Obviously, the Eishes Yisrael, he has to redeem her, because the fact that she's captured doesn't make her usher to him. But any time, the only reason why she's usher to him by Eishes Kayin is because of the captivity, he has to redeem her. However, Isser Davar Acher Garmla, but if there's any other reason why he's not to take her back, Einoi chayev l'ftoisa, he doesn't have to redeem her. So Amana l'kohen gadol, Rava holds, he does not have to redeem her. Why? Because there the Isser is not an Isser shvuya, it's an outside Isser. Since it's an outside Isser, he doesn't have to redeem her. So he agrees to Abaye by Mamzer Sinasina. But by Amon HaKohen Gadol, he argues and he says he was never Meshabed to redeem her, because if there's an outside reason why he's not to live with her, he's not Meshubed, because it's a Tanai Ksuba. So you'll ask, what do you mean? Doesn't he have to redeem her and bring her back home? And he could bring her back to her hometown. So Rashi says that the Tanai Ksuba of a Yisrael and a Kohen are the same. The only difference is the Kohen adds that if the reason I can't take you back is because you're captured, you still have the right to be redeemed. But if I can't take you back for another reason, then just like Eishes Yisrael would not have to redeem you, Eishes Kohen doesn't have to redeem you either. Even though I'm only saying I'm going to bring you back home, nevertheless, but I'm not obligating myself more than Yisrael, other than I have to take you back, provided that the only reason that you would be usher to me is because you were captured. So it says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. Let us say the Machlokes Abaye in Rava is a Machlokes Tanoim. Why? Hamadir Asishtai, one who makes a neder against his wife, that his wife cannot get, that his wife can't get hana from him. Now, if your wife can't get hana from you, you have to divorce her, because she can't live with you. And she was captured. Reb Elazar Amar Paida, Reb Elazar says you have to redeem her. V'noisin la ksuba, and give her the ksuba. Rabbi Shua says, Noisin la ksubasa. You have to give her the ksuba. Ve'inoi paida. But you don't have to redeem her. So, if you make a neder against your wife, lady, you can't get enough from me, and she gets captured. Reb Elazar says, you have to redeem her, and you have to give her the ksuba. Why do you have to redeem her? Because you're obligated to redeem her. Aye, but you can't stay married to her. We'll see. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, noisin la ksubasa. You give her the ksuba. Ve'enoi paida, you don't have to redeem her, because you can't stay married to her. The Braisa continues, Amar Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nasan said, Sha'alti es Sumchas, I asked Sumchas, Kisha Amar Rabbi Yeshua, noisin la ksuba, so when Rabbi Yeshua says you have to give her the ksuba, Ve'enoi paida, and you don't redeem her. This that Rabbi Yeshua basically says, you give her the ksuba, but you're exempt from redeeming her. Is that kishi adiru l'vsoiv nishbis? Is that only when you made the neder and then she got captured? So you didn't make the neder to get off the hook from redeeming her. Meaning this din, that you don't have to redeem her because you can't marry her. Is it only if you made the neder before she got captured? Or even if she got captured and then you made the neder, so maybe there's suspicion you made the neder to get off the hook from redeeming her. But Amar Ali, Sumchas told me, Loi Shamati, I didn't hear. I don't know what Rabbi, I don't have a tradition of what Rabbi Shua said, but V'nirin Dvarim, it would seem reasonable, Shehidiro Levasayf Nishbas, that the case is that she made a that he made a neder, and then she got captured. Amr Nishbas Sayf Hidira, if the case is that she first got captured and then he made a neder, I'm not giving you Hana, and in that case, you don't have to redeem her, that looks suspicious. Asi La'arume, he may come to be Marim. So basically, we have a machloikis over here about a man who made a neder. He said, lady, you can't get enough from me. So if she can't get enough from him, he's going to have to divorce her. That's for sure. A man who makes a neder that his wife can't get enough from him, he has to divorce her. He can't give her hana. She can't live with him. The shaila is, he made the neder, and she got captured. Rabbi Lezer says you have to redeem her. Rabbi Yeshua says he doesn't have to redeem her. Now, if we're talking about a regular Jewish woman, why would anybody say that he has to redeem her? But you only have to redeem a woman. You only have to redeem a woman that you're allowed to stay with by Eishes Yisrael. Isn't the Tanai that I will redeem you and bring you back to me as a wife? And if we're talking about Eishes Yisrael, you can't take her back as a wife. You made a neder that she's not going to get hanah from you. So the Gemara therefore says, you know what we're talking about here? My love, v'mader Eishes Kohen kamiflugi. We're talking about someone who made a neder against the wife of a Kohen. Now, that would explain why, Rabbi Isai, you might have to redeem her, because by the wife of the Kohen, you never committed to redeem her and to take her as a wife. You just said you're going to redeem her and bring her back to the country. The case must then be where you were madir against an Eishes Kohen, and Abaye, who says you have to redeem a Amono LeKohen Gadol, Abayu says you have to redeem a monocon girl because you only committed to take her back to the country. He says, like Rabbi Lazar, that you have to redeem Eishes Kohen, that you made a neder, you're not going to live with her. What would the difference be between, listen carefully, Amana, a Kohen Gadol redeeming an Amana, who he's not to take back, and a Kohen redeeming a wife, who he made a neder he can't live with. It's the same thing. It's basically a Kohen who only committed not to take her back, but to bring her back to the country, in a situation where he can't live with her for an outside reason. So just like Abayi says, Aman al Kohen Gadol, you have to redeem her. Like Rabbi Eliezer, who says you have to redeem this woman, who we're saying is Eishes Kohen, who he made a neder not to get hana. You're not going to give hana. The Rava, who says you don't have to redeem a Kohen Gadol does not have to redeem an Amana. The Amar Krebi Yeshua, who says, Eishes Kohen would not have to redeem a woman who he made a neder, that she's not going to get Hana from him because he can't keep her. He would hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you give her the Ksuba and you don't have to redeem her. Says the Gemara, no. We're talking about not Madir Eishes Kohen. We're talking about a woman made a neder. She's not going to get hana from him. Kagoyin, loy, no. This machloikis has absolutely nothing to do with machloikis Abayin Rava. Hacha b'maya askinan. Here, what are we talking about? Kagoyin shenadra ihi. She made the neder. You know what she said in the neder? She said in the neder, she said in the neder, I'm not getting hana from you. So he could now, if a woman makes a neder, beina on personal matters, he has the right to say, no, you can't make such a neder. He could be mevatel it, b'yom shamay. If she takes a neder about personal matters, he could be mevatel it. The problem is, he wasn't. He upheld it. We're talking about a regular woman who took a neder, I'm not getting hana from my husband. And he said, you bet you're not getting hana from me. So he was mekayimet. So in this case, technically speaking, he should not have to redeem her. Because he's only committed to redeem her if he could take her back as a wife. But he can't take this woman back as a wife because she can't get hana from him. The problem is, why can't he take her back? Because he was mekayimet. So it's his fault that he can't take her back, so maybe he has to redeem her. Rabbi Lezer Sava, Rabbi Lezer holds, he doesn't have to redeem her. I'm sorry. Rabbi Lezer holds, he has to redeem her. You know why? Because it's his fault that he can't take her back. Hu noisein etzba bein shineha. He placed a finger between her teeth. But she bit him. Yeah, no kidding. You know, it's like kids are fighting. She bit me. Yeah, you know why she bit you? Because you put your finger between her teeth. What's she supposed to do? Give you a, you know, say, how you doing? Shalom Aleichem. Yeah, she bit you because you put your finger between her teeth. So it's, no, I don't have to redeem her because I said I'm going to redeem her and take her back as a wife. So take her back. No, I can't. She made a neder. No, you made the neder. You were the one who was Mekayim the neder. Who knows in Ezra and Shem? Rabbi Yeshua says, no. You're only obligated to redeem her if you could take her back. And the reason you can't take her back is she made the nether. He knows that Ezra and Shem. She put her finger between her teeth. So here we're talking about not Eishes Kohen. But the thing is, she made the neder. She made the neder. Says the Gemara, wait a second. If Rabbi Yeshua says, well, she made the neder, so you don't have to redeem her, why do you have to give her a ksuba? If she's to blame for making this neder, why do you have to give her a ksuba? If she put a finger between her teeth, ksuba mayavidata, what's the ksuba doing here? And furthermore, what's this whole business? Well, maybe it doesn't apply in a case where first she got captured and then the neder was made, because maybe he only made the neder to get out of redeeming her, but he didn't make the neder, she made the neder. So then, even if she got captured first, if she made the neder, she should not have to be redeemed. Vesu, furthermore, Amar Rab Nasan said, Sha'alti yas sumchis, I asked sumchis. Kisha'ama Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua said, Noisan laksubas, you have to give her the ksuva in a pada, you don't have to redeem her. Is it kishidir l'soiv nishbis? Is it when she made the nether and then she was captured? Is it when he made the nether and then she was captured? Ay bishanishbis l'soiv hadir, or even if she was captured and then he made the nether. Va'amar, and sumchis said, look, loy shamate, I didn't hear anything explicitly, but v'idinadru'i, the question is, but if she made the nether, Mali Hadiro of Sav Nishvis, Mali Nishvis Sav Hadira, what difference would it make if first the nether was made and then she was captured, or if she was captured and then she made the nether? There's no trickery going around. He's not making a nether to get out of redeeming her, because she was the one who made the nether. So the Gemara goes back to say, it must be he made the nether. The question is, if he made the nether, then why would anybody say, if he made the nether, he can't live with her? And if she's an Eishes Yisrael, why would he have to redeem her? If he made the nether, he's usher to her. So he should not have to redeem her by Eishes Yisrael, because he's only obligated to redeem her if he could live with her, but he can't live with this woman. Says the Gemara of Abaye Mitaritz L'Tamei V'Rava Mitaritz L'Tamei. Abaye would explain both opinions within his reasoning, and Rava would explain both opinions within his reasoning. Abaye Mitaritz L'Tamei. Abaye would answer according to his reasoning. Namely, Amana le kain gadol kuli amaloi pligi dechayv liftoisa. And amana to kain gadol, everyone says you have to redeem her, because even though you can't live with her, you only committed to bring her back to the city. Mamzeros in a sinali Israel, mamzeros into a regular Jew kuli amaloi pligi dechayv liftoisa. You don't have to redeem her. Madir eishes kohen. If an eishes kohen makes a neder, and now he's not going to be able to take her back, everyone would say you have to redeem her, because you never committed to take her as a wife, you only committed to bring her back to the city. That's exactly the same case amana l'kohen gadol. Ki pligi b'madar eishes Yisrael. The machlokes is if the wife of an Israelite woman made where the husband of an Israelite woman took a neder that she can't get hana from him. So you say, what do you mean? Why would he have to redeem her, but he's not able to take her back, and he only committed to redeem her if he could take her back as a wife? He said, I'm going to redeem you and take you as a wife, but he can't take her as a wife. The shaila is like this. He, at the time he made the stipulation, I'm going to redeem you, was he able to take her back? Yes. So the stipulation was chal, and once the stipulation was chal at that time, even though later on he made the neder and he can't fulfill taking her back, but since at the time he made it, the stipulation, the stipulation that he's going to redeem her was chal, it continues to be chal even though now he can't take her back as a wife, because we go by the beginning, and the beginning he was allowed to take her back. The answer is you follow the beginning. And in the beginning, the original Tanai, I will take you as a wife, he could have been Chal. In the end, it's not Chal. So since it was Chal in the beginning, we follow the beginning. Rabbi Yeshua Azal Basar Basayf, Rabbi Yeshua follows the end. Rabbi Yeshua follows the end. Rabbi Yeshua follows the end. And in the end, its stipulation cannot be Chal. Rava Matarza Tamei. Rava explains according to his reason. Amanu l'koin gadol, and amanu to a koin gadol, you don't have to redeem. Mamzeres nesina liyisrael kol yamaloi pligid einachav lefdaisa. You need to be able to take back the Eishes Yisrael, so if she's a mamzeres, you can't take her back. And amanu l'koin gadol, you can't take her either. And you're not obligated to do more than Eishes Yisrael. Ki pligi, you know when there's a machlokes b'madir, if you make a neder, bein be'eshes kayin u'bein be'eshes Yisrael. Even by eshes kayin, if you make a neder, maybe there's a machlokes here, namely Rebbe Lezer azal baser meikara. Rebbe Lezer follows the beginning. And in the beginning, you're able to take her back. Rabbi Yeshua Azal Basar Basayf, and Rabbi Yeshua follows in the end. In the end, you couldn't take her back. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. New sugya. Nishbeis Chayv Leftoisa. If a wife is captured, you got to redeem her. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. We have a little trivia question coming up. The trivia question is something we'll see if anyone remembers. Nishbeis b'chayibal. What if a wife was captured while her husband was alive? V'achar kach meisbala, and then the husband died. Hikar ba? Bala? And before the husband dies, he realized she was captured. So he then had an obligation to redeem her. So then Yarshin Chayv L'Tosa, the heirs have to redeem her. Because since the husband had to redeem her, the heirs had to redeem her. Loi Hikarbala, if the husband never knew she was captured, so he never had to redeem her, Ein Yarshin Chayv L'Tosa. The heirs don't have to redeem her. Levi Savar, Levi thought, L'mevedov the Kihai Masisa, to follow and practice like this Braisa. Amale Rav said, no. Hachi Amar Chavivi, this is what my dear one said. Who's Chavivi? His uncle. Who is Rav's uncle? Rav Chia. Where did we have that? We had it somewhere in... Did we have it in Yevamis? I don't know why I thought we had that in Yevamis, that Rav's uncle was Rav Chia, and he called him Chavivi. Rav Chia said, "Less hilchasoki hamas nisa." The halach is not like this brisa. Ella, but rather kihada tanya, that which we learned in a brisa, nishbeis la'achar misas bala in esam chelam doisa. If she was captured after the husband died, the yisraelim don't have to redeem her. Not only that, ela afilo nishbeis b'chayibal, even if she was captured while the husband was alive. V'acher kach meis bala, and then the husband died, and even though he was aware that she was captured, ein ha'yisam chem lefdoisa. The yisam don't have to redeem her. Why? Shein ani karaba v'osvinach lintu. I can't say about her that I will take you back as a wife, because he can't, because he's dead.
But did he realize, did he know about it? Or it happened in his lifetime and he died, but he did not know about it?
It sounds like even if he knew about it.
It seems to me like it's an accounts payable, he gets the bill. Oh, but it happened, but the bill never got to him on time and he passed away.
So you're raising a good point. Because if you say we follow Basar Meikara by the beginning, So why don't we say, well, in the beginning he was able to fulfill it, so now it remains a debt. Does this sound like we're going basar l'basayif? We have to think about this. Because, right, in other words, now we're saying if at any time he can no longer take her back because he's dead, then there's no chiv of redeeming. Yeah, but why don't we say we go basar meikara? The Gemara had a tzad like that. We go basar meikara. Rabbi Lezer goes basar meikara. Okay, Rabbi, so let's hold it over here. Okay, thanks so much. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.